always late with Casey Jones as the engineer.
There's no need to worry, there's no need to fear. So, boy, run you round the bend, you want to hear story about a brave engineer. Casey Jones buzzed around his name, and on a big six-wheeler, he won his fame. The boss called Casey about a quarter to four. He kissed his wife at the kitchen door, jumped into the cabin with his orders in his hand, took a little trip into the promised land.
Casey Jones,
he mounted to his cabin.
Casey Jones,
with his orders in his hands.
Casey Jones,
he mounted to his cabin.
And he took a little trip to the promised land. Casey,
he was a pretty good fellow.
Jones,
with his orders in his hands.
Casey,
he was a pretty good fellow.
But he took a little trip to the promised land.
Well, he looked at his water. His water was low.
Looked at his watch, but his watch was slow. Looked at his fireman, and he said,
boy, we're going to make it, but we both be dead.
When he got within a mile of the place, he looked another locomotive smack in the face. Casey said,
big boy, you better jump, cause two locomotives are bound to bump.
Casey Jones
was a-sitting in his cabin.
Casey Jones
was a brave engineer.
Casey Jones
was a-sitting in his cabin.
He was a brave engineer and he had no fear.
But around the curve came the old 97, running an hour late.
Two locomotives gonna meet dead on.
Look out! Was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle.
They found him all alone,
all alone. So thus ends the tale of the old 97 and that brave